Hello, everybody. Thank you for listening to World of Nier. This episode is part two, picking up right in the middle of a battle. So if you haven't listened to part one yet, go back and listen to the previous episode. That way you'll get kind of all caught up because we don't really do a lot of what happened last week in this episode. We kind of jump right in. So hope you enjoy it. We are coming close to, you know, wrapping this story up, I think, soon. So hope you are digging it. And if you have any feedback for us, please hit us up on social media. We are at World of Nier, or you can also email us worldofnier@gmail.com. Look forward to hearing from you and enjoy the rest of the episode. It comes back from the hut, and anyone who is able to see kind of the entrance of the big hut, you see this almost like humanoid thing come out that is, it looks like it's like made of stone and metal. It's got like legs and arms, doesn't really have like a head per se. It's kind of got like a ball on it that almost has like, looks like what could be like some kind of mechanical eye, but no other facial features at all. And it's got these two huge stone shields that are reimbursed like with copper metal. And it comes out and it sticks like one shield down and then the other shield down to try and block the entrance to the big hut.
Oh. My.
And then it's Tasso's turn.
Cool. She can't see it at all. She just hears like boom, boom, boom. Okay, so she has in her bag some torches. So she started with at least 10. I think we've used you, so let's go with 5. I'm sure there's still 5 in there. Can she light them and throw them? Like to scatter around. Okay, so she's gonna run up. She's 40 feet away. What's her throwing range? That's the question. Like,
what weapon are you throwing?
Well, she's just throwing a torch. She's going to try and like scatter them around the area.
20 feet and then 40 feet with disadvantage.
Okay, so she's going to run up 20 feet. So like not her full speed, but she's going to run up 20 feet. And then she's going to light her 5 torches and throw them.
You can't do all 5 in one turn.
Okay. Okay. Two actions.
You can use like a bonus action to light a torch and then use another action to throw a torch.
Okay. Light it, throw it.
And what are you throwing it at?
Just the where she's hearing the noises so she can see something.
Okay. Well, as soon as you light the torch, you'll be able to see that you have 2 guards kind of like almost right on you.
Okay. But she doesn't want to like have it, so she throws it down.
Just right next
on the ground. Yeah. Just like down. And then I guess she has another action. She gets 2, right? So bonus action to light, action to throw, action to hit. So she's within range of them. So she could just run at them with this.
Yeah, they're both about 10 feet away and like 10 feet from each other.
Okay, she definitely still has that in the bank. So she runs to the closest one and stabs it with her sword, two-handed. Good thing she gets advantage. That's a 19.
Okay, that hits.
Nice. 16 plus a d4.
All right, you stick 19. Your sword through this halfling guard, and then he just immediately goes limp. As you pull it out, he slumps down to the ground.
Tatsuo pulls her sword out and goes, lame.
Okay. Okay. It is... the other guard who's nearby is going to come at you, Tatsuo. And, well, nope. He trips and he falls on his face. He's prone and he takes 3 bludgeoning damage.
Good turn.
Oh, nice.
She looks at that one and also says, lame.
So rude. Two more guards kind of come out of the narrow space in the big hut entrance, and they go on either side of that big stone creature. And then the one from the medium hut, he's going to run up towards the fire, but he's not near enough anyone to do anything.
The fire?
Is the fire
where the fire was.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So, Bijou and Quilly will be able to see this, but no one else will because it's too far away and there's too much other stuff
going on. What about Timothy? 120 feet.
Yeah, but you're above the big hut.
Oh, okay.
So from the medium hut, where the two guards fell down, you see a tiger come out and it kind of like looks at the two dead guards and it starts sniffing the air. And you see Belbricks kind of like pressed up against the wall. And he sniffs right over to her and he's going to do a thing.
Eat her in one bite.
I don't have a reaction.
He's going to swipe at her with his paw. And she's going to take 7 damage. And then you guys kind of hear the chains moving, the mechanical sound that you heard before, is right by the entrance behind that big stone creature. You hear it kind of just like set up, and then you hear the chains stop moving as it kind of like settles in place.
Wait, that wasn't the stone creature initially?
Nope.
Great.
Okay. I'm going to tell Quilly, I'm going to say, cover us, help us with this tiger. And I'm going to run over to where the tiger is. And I'm going to use my rapier to stab it.
Oh.
Sorry, buddy.
So much for friending.
Well, that wasn't very good. That's an 11. Yes.
Does not hit.
Okay. Let's see. Can I look at this door? Is it locked?
It's open. It's kind of had a door over it, but it's not there anymore.
Okay. Can I use a bonus action to get between? I hate this. Get between Belbricks and the tiger and like push her inside. Like, does it sound like there's anyone dangerous in there? Like, can I hear or see anything inside there?
The tiger came out of the door and she was on the side. So you'd have to kind of like throw her over the tiger into the door.
Oh, never mind. Okay.
Go for it.
No, I'm not throwing her. She's pretty small. I'm just going to.
Just tuck and roll.
I'm going to inspire Bellbrix. I'm going to tell her, whatever you're skilled at, I need you to do it, and I need you to do it well. And she now has a D8 of inspiration.
Okay. All right. As far as you know, nothing else is happening. And it's Reeve's turn.
Wonderful. Both those guards are dead now, correct? It's been a minute since we've touched on it.
One of them is not. One of them is prone.
Oh, one of them's prone. Okay. How far away is he from the rock creature?
He ran out towards you guys, so he's about 20 feet away from the door.
Okay. How close am I to the door?
30 feet.
30 feet. Oh, okay. All right, I want to run up to the guy that's prone and try to finish him off with an axe blow.
Oh, you're going to axe him in the back?
I'm going to axe him a question.
It's not very paladin of you.
Axing him a question. I want to I want to get up to him. I'm going to kind of roll him over with my foot.
It's not axing him in the back.
I'm not axing him in the back. I'm going to run up, use my bonus action to like kind of push his body over. Or maybe my movement. I'll use part of my movement to like flip him over. And then I want to take my axe and bring it down on his face. 21 is the hit. And then...
Actually, that doesn't hit. I'm just kidding. You slice him right in the face.
And then, yes, I do 10 damage again.
Yeah, the axe just goes right through the middle of his face, destroying those great looks that his mom was so proud of.
All right. So I move 20 feet to get to him, and I'm 20 feet from the door.
You moved about 10 feet to get to him.
10, okay. And then I'm 20 feet from the door. Okay. Let's see. Hold on. That's good. I'm going to end my turn there. I want to hold my attack. No, I can't hold my action, so I've already used my action. Okay, that's the end of my turn.
All right. Admas and Jiran are going to run up, and Byung-ho. I keep forgetting about Byung-ho. He exists also. Byung-ho is going to run up to one of the guards that was kind of flanking the stone creature, the one on the left, and he's going to do his super fancy kick and punch attack.
Kicky punch.
And this person does not meet the constitution saving throw. Let's see.
Lots of rolls.
So he doesn't actually not have many of those attacks hit, but it might be enough. Let's see. Oh, yeah. He does his flips and kicks and punches, and he kills the guard on the side. Jiran runs up to the other one and tries to axe him, which he does for some damage, and he kills that guard also. These halfling guards, they're not super beefy boys, if you haven't noticed. And then Admas is running right up to the stone creature, and he takes his warhammer, swings it around, hits right on one of the huge stone shields and kind of does a little
and just very cartoon-like.
Yeah. In fact, his helmet shakes right off of his head. Roman is going to turn her dragon because she sees kind of what's going on with the tiger situation. And she's going to kind of drive the dragon over and come down with its claws and try and pick up the tiger. Or at least try and attack it with the claws. All right. And the dragon takes some slashing damage. Sorry, the tiger takes some slashing damage. Quilly runs over to the tiger. As she's running, she's going to lift up her hand and kind of point it towards the tiger. And she's going to shoot a fireball out. And she's going to say, yeah, she's going to say, Bijou and Bellbrix, duck.
Do I have a reaction?
Yeah, you have to make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh my God.
She got fireball. That's pretty sexy.
That is so rude. Sexy. 15. What in the? Who does that?
A woman of my dreams.
Had the tiger hadn't taken a second turn yet, had it?
Mm-mm.
Because if it did, I could have used my skirmisher trait, gotten away. But nope.
Oh, she's doing it on the tiger, though.
And me.
Well, yeah, but she's trying and to save child. You guys. And just going at it. It's exciting. But yeah, she's a
Bijou, you take 15 damage. And the tiger takes a lot of damage.
I'm mad.
Yeah, that tiger's probably burning alive.
You should be mad.
All right, and then Bellbrix is going to kind of like roll out of the way. She gets a little bit burnt on the way, but then she's going to take her dagger and stick it up into the dragon, like from the bottom up.
The dragon?
Sorry.
Tiger.
The tiger.
It's going to say.
He keeps trying to kill my dragon. I don't know what's going on here. Sean is such a loyal friend and son. Lover.
And she's going to use her because there's an ally right there. She's going to use her sneak attack ability, which is a lot of extra dice. All right, she kind of rolls over out of the fire, sticks her dagger up into the belly of the tiger, and like slides up, and the tiger falls down dead on top of her, and she kind of like tries to push it off, but she's very small. She's like, can I get a hand over here? And it is going to be Harry's turn.
Nope, not recharged. I am going to ask Timothy, what's going on down there, bud?
Oh, there's a big rock guy thing, and the little people were trying to hit the rock guy, and it didn't go well.
Oh, a rock guy?
Yeah, he's like a rock guy. I don't know. I've never seen a rock walk like that before, but he's a rock guy.
You think you could pick him up?
Oh, he looks pretty heavy.
Oh, dear. Oh, goodness. Goodness gracious. Oof. Rock, you say, huh? All right, buddy. Let's fly behind him, and I want you to try and knock him over, okay? But only if you can get behind him.
He's right in the doorway. You wouldn't be able to fly behind him.
Oh, like he's still covered by the building. Okay. I am... Timothy, do you see any more bad guys in front or around this big rock guy? Do you see anybody else in there?
It sounds like there's people inside the building, but I can't see inside the building. Because we're over the building.
Yeah. Okay.
Because you told me to fly up here, and then you're asking me for things that I can't see.
It's all right, honey.
Not a very responsible father.
Oh, jeez. Here we go with this crap again. All right. I'm gonna just ready in action. Yeah, and see what develops.
What are you readying this action for? What's your trigger?
If something is fired up at us.
Okay.
Okie dokie.
I'll be right back. This stone guy is gonna come on and slam and welcome to the jam. And he's going to take one of his shields and just kind of use it to like almost backhand Admas. And Admas takes some damage and is knocked prone. Hatsuo.
Can she see the golem? I mean, the thing. That's what I think it is.
It definitely does not look like a golem. It looks more like... Well, you can also tell that it kind of has... like mechanics kind of making it move instead of like magic.
Okay, but she can see it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's right in the doorway.
And it has an eyeball, right?
Mm-hmm.
An eyeball?
It's not like an eyeball. It's like a metal thing that you could assume was its mechanical eye.
So it wouldn't necessarily be a weak point, would it? I guess not. Like, it's not like a squishy eyeball.
No.
And Admas didn't hit the thing. He just hit the shields.
Yep.
How far away is it?
I've told you where you are in relation.
Well, I don't know where she is in relation to the doorway.
She's right by the door. You were attacking that one guy, so you're probably like 20
feet away. Okay, so she runs around behind it and uses her... Well, okay. So seeing it makes her very angry, and she enters barbarian rage.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's going to use Action Surge and launch 3 attacks with her katana, two-handed. Yep. I doubt necrotic damage will have an effect on it, but there's that. Okay. The first one, yikes, is a 12.
Does not hit.
The second one is a nat 20.
Does hit.
And the third one is a 23.
Mm-hmm. That also hits.
Okay, so then she'll do 2. Oh, I get 2 of them, right? That's right. Oh, okay. 14, 13, and... 10.
None of them hit.
No, those are the damage rolls from the 2 that did hit.
Okay. So what's the total?
37.
And what kind of damage is it?
Piercing.
Okay. It doesn't budge.
Cool. And she's behind it, by the way. She ran up behind it.
That one guard that was left hears all the commotion with the tiger and everything, and he's going to head over to the medium hut, but he's not fast enough to get over there yet. And then... So Bijou, from the door of the hut, comes out another tiger, but this one is in a humanoid form. And he's walking on his hind legs, and he comes out and looks to see what happened. And since you're the closest to the door, he's going to come out and try and give you a nice, healthy little slash.
The business.
The business.
This one's called The Business.
Can I ask a question purely for Amy's sake? Mm-hmm. Are his hands backwards?
No.
Okay.
Why would his hands be backwards?
I was just wondering.
What's your AC?
It's a personal question. 14.
All right. He does not hit. His two forward shaping hands just go whew, whew.
Okay.
He sometimes forgets how tall he is in this hybrid form and just went completely over your head.
Cool.
All right.
Can I react?
Yeah.
If he's ending his turn, is he ending his turn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Since he's within 5 feet of me, I get to move up to 15 feet away from him without provoking an opportunity attack.
All right. So you say bye.
Yeah. I'm 15 feet away from him now.
Which direction?
I'm going to move like... towards the side where Bellbrix is.
Okay. All right. It is... So, all the little people in Tatsuo are right outside of this stone defender guy. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, he's going to kind of like kneel down a little bit. And you guys hear that kind of worrying mechanical chain sound go like ting, 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 ting. And then it kind of like locks into place. And you see behind him this almost like a head, like a metallic head that's kind of like shaped like a dragon. And it kind of, the mouth of it opens up. And let's see, who's it going to go for? So Tatsuo, you see a bolt kind of shoot out of the mouth of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right at you.
Yep. Since I'm standing directly in front of it.
What's your AC?
15.
All right. It shoots directly over your shoulder. And then its head kind of starts to like rotate and it goes like tink, 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 tink. And it's going to shoot at Reeve. Reeve, what's your AC?
18, because I have my shield. Using one handed.
A larger bolt comes out that has a rope attached to it and it shoots right into you. And.
Ugh.
You take.
Is a rope attached to it?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
You take 10 piercing damage. And you're grappled.
Oh boy. So I'm actually kind of low on hit points right now. Because of the last kind of goes we had.
Wait, didn't we take a long rest in between all this?
Mm-hmm.
We did.
So that should be, you should be back to fresh.
Yeah, I was confused why you said you had 19.
No, that was temporary hit points.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't have that noted down. I thought we had went straight from there to here.
Yeah, I've had to think very carefully about that, because otherwise...
And you start to feel a tug from the rope, and it drags you closer until you're like, your face is smushed up against the shield of the stone defender.
Oh, okay. All right, so I'm grappled. So do I have to break the grapple before I can attack?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's Bijou's turn.
All right. With this tiger person, I'm going to draw my... No, I'm going to do a spell. It's time I do a spell.
Yeah. Yeah, it's about time.
Yeah, let's do a spell.
All right.
Which one do I want to do? Okay, let's do... I'm going to do a... Dissonant Whispers at level 3. So this tiger person needs to make a wisdom saving throw. And they're trying to beat 17.
Ooh, meets it.
Meets it? Then they're still going to take half damage. So they'll take half of 5d6 psychic damage. So half of 15.
All right.
And I think, is Queely next to me?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Slap her in the face for the fireball.
Yeah. I'm going to put my hand on her shoulder and be like, still haven't forgiven you for that fireball, but help me with this tiger man. And I'm going to inspire her. She gets a D8 as well.
All right.
That's it.
Reeve, what are you doing?
I'm going to try to break out of this rope. I'm currently got my face up against the shield like this, and I can't talk.
Yeah, roll to get out of your grapple with disadvantage.
Okay.
Because you're like being pulled up against this creature.
Would that be strength?
You can choose strength or dexterity.
Okay. 12.
That escapes.
Yeah.
A giant.
All right.
But you take 9 damage from pulling out the harpoon from your arm.
Ouch. It was in my arm. Ouchie. Okay. Is the shield still blocking? Like, is that?
Yes.
Is it like how is he situated right now with me? Is he like, is his shield still blocking? Can I try to attack him?
So when he first came out, he had his two shields together. Like he was like almost like he was like
a making a big wall, like,
pounding his own fists. Yep.
Uh-huh.
And now that the other guy is behind him, there's kind of like an opening. So he's totally blocking off entrance into the hut. But there is, but he has like exposed his body.
Okay. I'm going to attack him, and I'm going to use, I'm going to use Thunderous Smite on him. So,
what does that do?
I have to hit him first. So, does a 15 hit?
No.
Okay, we'll roll again. Does a 19 hit?
Yes.
Okay, so I one-handed him with that. That did 11 damage of slashing damage. And then 2d6 of 6 and 2. 2d6 of thunder damage. So that was 8 thunder damage plus 11 slashing. So
all right. You kind of see him stumble a little bit from like the thunder damage.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't see any effect from the slashing damage.
Okay. And that'll end my turn.
All right. Odmus is going to swing. And he's going to miss as well again. And Dron misses also. These boys are having a hard time.
Oh, sorry. I forgot to... I can't go back at this point. My bad. I missed a detail on my Thunder Smite.
Quilly's gonna whip out her quarterstaff and swing it around and deliver some heat onto that sweet, sweet Tiger Man. Let's see if this hits. It does. Ooh, yeah. And she deals some pretty good damage to him. Bellbrix is going to do kind of a similar thing before. She's going to try and sneak around and give him a little stab in the side with her dagger. He takes 25 damage from that. And Roman is going to kind of direct the dragon to take another attack. Oh, it actually hits this time on all three attacks. Freaking finally. That's 8 plus 4 is 12. 2 plus 4 is 6, so that's 18. And then 9 plus 4. Okay. Harry, it's your turn.
Finally. All right. We are recharged. I'm going to lean into Timothy and I'm like, hey, buddy, you ready? You know what, Timothy? You know what? If revenge is a dish of best served cold, then put on your Sunday finest. It's time to feast. And I'm going to tell him to go ahead and do the ice blast straight to the giant monster. The rock monster.
That I'm standing right next to.
We can go over your head.
Okay.
And it would probably go into whatever was behind it, right?
Possibly. It's his judgment.
What do they have to do again?
Con saving of 15.
Ooh. Stone Boy does not. And neither does Shooty Boy.
Oh, they're separate. I thought they were all in one.
I guess good thing Tatsu's wearing her squirrel coat.
That's true. It's going to get cold in there.
All right, what happens?
You want me to roll? Is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm. All right.
They both failed, right?
Yep. Okay. What happens if they succeed? They take half, right?
What are the odds? It's the same exact roll. I mean, different numbers, but same amount of damage. It's half damage if they succeed. And it's 40 damage total.
Oh my.
And then I'm gonna tell Timothy to fly back up to 60 feet.
All right. You also kind of heard some gasps from how cold it was inside as well. It sounds like there might be more folks in there.
Okay.
But the stone defender, actually, like, one of its, in the cold blast, it froze the metal that was kind of connecting everything. So one of its arms falls off and it kind of like hunches down onto its knees, like holding itself up with one of its big shields.
Sweetness.
And let's see what it's going to do. It's going to... Well, there's really not much it can do. It's going to try and lift itself back up again. So it's standing with... on both legs, but they're kind of like wobbling, and it's got its one shield, and then the other arm is on the ground with the other shield, and it's going to swing the shield at Reeve, who is right up on it a second ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to do a slam for 14.
No, sir.
He misses and takes a little stumble as he does it.
He airballed that.
It's Tatsuo's turn.
Can she get in the doorway?
I would say with that stumble, he kind of opened up the doorway, but you have that other machine behind it with the dragon head.
There's no, like, it's completely blocking. Like, there's no.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a machine, right?
It's a huge metal dragon head that has been shooting bolts out of it. And it's kind of on wheels, and it's got almost like an arrow thing behind the head. Hold on.
Okay, yeah, probably not possible to go in there behind that.
If you're a coward.
Probably. It would just, like, snap her. The metal guy is weakened, though.
The stone guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, most definitely.
Is there, like, a vulnerable... where his arm fell off, that's, like, an obvious, like, point?
I mean, it's still all stone and metal.
She just decides to stab it in the eye.
Okay.
In that eye part.
Mm-hmm.
Just why not? In the hole. Because he's down on his knee, so she can just, like, doesn't even have to aim that hard. Just twice. She tries it, just sticks her sword right in there, like, kia, kia. In the eye hole. A 19. And a 22. Mm-hmm.
Those hit.
In its eye.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's lame. 9 damage. That's even worse. An 8 damage. So 17 damage.
Okay. You don't notice any change.
Cool. Eye doesn't count. Stupid eyeball.
That one guard that was keeps running in all these different directions. Bijou, he's running up to you, and he's going to try and stick you with his spear.
Rude.
What's your AC?
14.
All right, he totally misses.
Good.
Swing and a miss. All right. The half tiger creature is going to, since he got that little sneak attack from Belbrix, he's going to use his paw to kind of like try and claw out of the way. Definitely hits that. And... let's see, she takes 6 damage, and then he's going to swipe again at Quilly, who takes 5 damage. The machine dragon head is going to shoot a bolt. It winds up again, and it shoots a bolt out of its dragon mouth. Right at Tatsuo.
Well, now she's standing directly in front of the metal creature, so it would have to, like, shoot through it to get her. Right?
No, he stumbled off to the side, leaving the door open.
Oh, okay.
Which is why, what you were...
Oh, okay.
What's your AC?
15.
Is it above a 19?
No.
All right. You take 10 piercing damage.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's going to shoot a harpoon at you.
Mm-hmm.
You said it's 15?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You get hit in the side with a harpoon.
Mm-hmm. What's the total damage?
The harpoon is 11.
Okay.
And you are also grappled, and he drags you so you're, like, right up against the metallic jaws of this dragon.
Mm-hmm. And she has to wait till her turn to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Bijou, what you doing?
All right, I'm gonna try to, how rough is this tiger guy looking?
He's pretty bloodied. He also looks incredibly angry.
And... we've got, I know he shoved Bellbrix, but she's still nearby, like with melee range.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to try to hit him with my rapier. See if I can get some sneak attack damage on him. That's going to be a 15 to hit.
That hits.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Uh, 11 points of piercing damage.
All right.
And I'm going to use my cunning action to disengage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to back away from both him and the guard that hit me.
Okay. All right.
How far can I move? Oh, yeah. I'm going to move real far. I'm going to move back, like, my movement when I disengage, because I haven't used my movement yet.
Okay.
I'm getting 30 feet away. I'm going to start doing some distance stuff.
All right. Reeve, what are you doing?
I'm still right next to the shielded giant. I'm going to smack him again.
If anyone is following along, and you also just got Morden Kanan's Tome of Foes for your birthday, these are Stone Defenders.
Stone Defender, okay.
Stone Defender and an Oaken Bolter.
Oaken Bolter. I am going to...
Murder Kernan's Tome of Foes.
Murder Kernan's Tome of Foes. I'm going to hit him with another thunderous smite, but I want to cast it at level 2.
Boom, dum.
So 20 hits, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to roll a d8 for that. I got, how much damage was that? Dang it, what was my... 8 damage slashing, which doesn't affect him. And then,
That's nice.
Let's see. 3d6. 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 Oh, yeah. 12 lightning damage. Thunder damage, sorry. different.
All right. The thunder damage hits him, and he just, the rest of the pieces fall apart, and he crumbles down to the ground, gears still spinning behind his empty mechanical eyes.
Hmm. Well, he doesn't have eyes because Tatsuo stabbed them.
Okay.
Well, he's got like scratches on his metal eye.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But no damage was done to it.
Yeah.
All right. Now that he is broken down completely, can I see into the hut and see anything?
Yeah, you see the oaken bolters pretty much covering the whole door, but you're able to kind of see around it, and you do see a few other people inside.
What do they look like?
You see one really kind of beefy looking human guy who has a lot of battle scars, and you see two of the halflings, but they're like much more armored and like older looking than the other halflings that you've been fighting.
Oh.
Like they have medals. These other guys with the gray uniforms, they ain't got no medals.
These guys got medals. All right. I'm going to hold my position at the front of the door.
You've also got Tatsuo right in front of you, pressed up against.
Yeah, I don't know if I can use my bonus action to try to help free her. Is that possible?
Why not? YOLO.
Okay, I'm going to take my axe and try to break the rope on the harpoon. Or is it a chain?
I think it's a rope.
Okay, I'm going to try to chop the rope.
Riggity roll it, boy.
Okay.
Just don't cut
me. Nat 20.
You cut rope.
Oh, you killed her. No, just kidding. You chopped the rope right off. So, okay. Tatsuo, you are ungrappled, and you also have a harpoon sticking out of your side.
Cool.
I'd keep it.
Not lame.
Cool. Not lame. Barbaric and warrior-like and slick.
Keep it.
I like it there.
And look, it's a javelin.
Yeah, until it starts getting infected, it'll stay where it is.
Yeah. Do you like my piercing?
Yeah, it's a nice little
super
piercing.
Big. Super gauged.
It's a body
I
mod.
I totally forgot that Perrin was also with you guys.
Oh, so Perrin's going to kill everyone else off.
Oh,
yeah, he gets four turns.
Right? Oh, before so we move on, since it's the thunderous, oh, never mind. He's dead. Just kidding. Go ahead. Sorry.
Perrin and Admas and Byung-ho and Juron all jump on the oaken bolter. And they're just all just like smacking it with their weapons, just going bam, 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 bam. And it starts to, it kind of breaks down. The head of it falls off and the wheels fall off of it, and it's completely broken down.
Nice.
And Quilly goes for the quarterstaff attack again. Shoo, wah, hi, oh, yara, bah, bing. Hits.
What?
Four.
What is she hitting?
Yeah, I forget.
The were tiger.
Oh. Were tiger.
For six. And cute little Bellbrix does her sneak attack again. And man. And her stab into the were-tiger, and she does the same thing she did with the last one where she stabs it in the side, pulls it around, and he falls down onto his knees and dies. Bleh. And Bellbrix, or not Bellbrix, Roman is going to fly back up now that that guy's dead. And join you, Harry, over by the big hut. And I think that's all of them. That's all those dang seven sons. Harry, what you doing?
I'm going to rub Timothy on that nice little spot that he loves on his neck. when I'm riding them, you know, just kind of calm them down. It's like that. It's like on a dog when you know you're scratching them on that spot on the neck and they really love it.
Dad, this is embarrassing. There's people
it's
around.
Okay. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. What's going on down there? What's happening?
Well, the little people, they broke all the big things.
Interesting. Okay. How are our friends doing?
They're good, I think. They're good. Here comes my brother.
Oh geez. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Are they within distance of me yelling to I forgot his name. Ramon?
What the heck?
Roman. Thank you.
Roman?
Her name. That's right. Thank you.
It's Roman with a W.
Oh. Hey, Roman, what are we doing? Are we looking good down there, or should we just chill up here? What are you thinking?
Is there anyone else in that big hut?
Not that I can tell, but I can't see.
Okay.
All right.
Those guys are dead.
Well, that's good. Okay. We're just going to stay here for a minute. Okay. Just in case there's reinforcements.
Okie dokie. Well, let's see. That guy's dead. Tatsuo.
Did ones with like medals, like captain things, just run out?
No, they're still inside.
But I can see them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she can get to them because that thing broke down, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she, like, climbs on up in there. How many of them are there?
Two of the guys with medals and then the big, beefy human guy.
She's going to attack the big human twice.
Do it. You won't.
Get him. A 17. And a, mm-hmm. and a 14.
Well, the good news here is that they both hit.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Show off.
And he would... Dang it. Okay. He would take necrotic damage, right?
You just gotta do it and figure it out.
Just do it, Aaron.
Well, it's 7 and 11 plus 7, 18 plus 7, 25 damage.
And that's the piercing?
Mm-hmm. And necrotic damage.
You gotta tell him separate.
Gotta give him to me separately.
Well, now I can't remember. Now I have to like add it all back up again. 7 of it was necrotic.
Okay. All right. You give him some slashes and he kind of like, that hurts so good.
What a freak. Just remember that if he was susceptible to the necrotic damage, he absolutely cannot heal from it. Mm-hmm. Zero ways to heal from it.
Yep. He has a little like slash on his arm for when you were stabbing and slicing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's bleeding. And he licks it up off of his arm. And you see a little bit of green bubbling that looks kind of necrotic. And we're going to go ahead and end this episode here. And we'll talk to you guys in 2 weeks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, guys. We'll be right back.
Shoulder.
Cats.
Radio.
.com.